Here we go. In depth. We had to change this podcast show because I feel like everybody has the title called No Filter. But they're not really No Filter because when there's no filter, you got to be a No Filter period. And on my podcast, there will be no filter at all. Trust me on that one. But some people, they say No Filter, but they're not No Filter at all. So I'm going to have to change my podcast show name. And I'm going to figure it out to something else. I think I'm just going to call it the K-Jizzle Show. Because that's what it is. It's all going to be the K-Jizzle Show. I wanted to have my co-host on it, my nigga JH. And trust me, he gonna be here. But we ain't around each other, so there's a lot of difficulties to go with that. And he got his thing going on, I got my thing going on. But on this show, the introduction, I guess, is what you would say to it, is it's gonna be everything. Relationships, rap, basically rap. Because I got a lot of rap beef. And how I feel about rap. And I think I'm right. Because just like LeBron, I'm a rap icon. I know what's going on with rap. And I know what's going on with the old rap. I know what's going on with the new rap. I'm not hating on new rap. Some of that shit's whack. And it's a little different. But I guess I started my own podcast. I guess I got started. Now I can't wait for nobody to jump in with me, because if I keep waiting, then I eventually be an old ass man, and that will happen. But on the No Filter podcast, but I'm gonna have to change the name. Trust me, it's not gonna be No Filter. I'm talking about everything. I'm talking about relationships. I'm talking about hip hop. I'm talking about sports. I'm talking about everything. Everything that I feel that needs to be talked about. Like, there's two things that I wanted to talk about on the show. Like, the nigga, 6ix9ine, the nigga, Jesse Smollett, whatever the gay nigga from, Empire. That nigga, boy, everybody's showing sympathy for the nigga already. Man, that's some bullshit. You want to, nigga, you really out here making up fake claims and making up fake stories? Man, nigga, throw that nigga in jail. That's some bullshit. Cause that's fucked up. And I know that because I've been in this type of situation where a motherfucker say some fake shit and say some bullshit. Motherfuckers get locked up for that shit. That shit's not cool at all, my guy. And motherfuckers is like, oh, well, you know what I'm saying? Well, he's just trying to get attention. It's not cool. What if somebody would have got locked up for that shit? Two white boys out here in the world walking around with a red hat would have got locked up for some shit like that. Just because they were around the area or something like that, motherfuckers would be like, oh, well, that's cool. You tell me that nigga, if it was two white niggas that got locked up because they had red hats on, and they said, oh, well, we found the motherfuckers that beat his ass, it was two of the white boys, you think he would have came out and said, oh, no, that ain't them, that's, I made this whole story up. No, he wouldn't have came out there, he would have kept rolling with that shit. That shit's not cool, man. Because motherfuckers get locked up for a lot of bullshit, and black people should know that. We get locked up for a lot of bullshit that we don't do. But it doesn't matter. So you make up a whole story and you being a black motherfucker and saying, oh, yeah, I did this and I did that. Now it's, oh, now when I get caught up with it, I ain't going to come out. He's still saying the same story. That's fucked up, man. That is really kind of fucked up. So I feel no sympathy for that guy. And then with the 6ix9ine shit, 6ix9ine is out here, that's some bullshit. They saying he didn't know what game he was in, all that. But every time you saw an interview, he was talking about, motherfuckers, yeah, better respect my gangster. I'm so gangster. I'm 100% gangster. Then you get locked up. You snitch on every fucking body. And then motherfuckers like, oh, well, he was fucking, they was fucking his baby moms. And they was trying to kill him. Yeah. That's what business is. When they know motherfuckers is, the feds is coming. And they know that they about to go down. Everybody about to go down. Yeah, they start killing all the snitches because they know the snitches is going to tell. So that's probably why they try to kill that nigga. But I ain't going to start it on, like, I ain't going to start my shit on, like, some bullshit, but that's fucked up what that nigga did, and that's fucked up what the other nigga did. And that's just fucked up, period. And I will wish people would stop pitting that, stop, man, people gotta stop, like, showing empathy for these niggas that's rat-ass niggas, tattletale-ass niggas, goofy-ass niggas. People gotta stop doing that shit. That shit's not cool, man. But on some funny shit. So I just figured out that my shit wasn't even fucking recording. That makes me shit in bed, because I'm over here spitting some shit. But it's a learning process, so I gotta just keep it going with the learning process. So I wanna know how people feel on, like, older heads, basically. Do y'all still, like, I listen to, like, some young nigga shit, but you can't listen to, like, their whole album. Like, where I'm at right now, I'm down south. Them motherfuckers, they love the Migos. They love every fucking song that come out. Nigga, I cannot listen to no Amigos song. I'm sorry. A whole Amigos album? You will have to kill me. I listen to their commercial shit. I listen to a couple of their songs or whatever. But I can't listen to all the Migos, every fucking thing. I get in car with people sometimes and they play the whole shit. Every motherfucking Amigos album, hit, trap album, every motherfucking thing they can pull up. And I'm like, y'all really can listen to this shit? And I'm from Indianapolis. I'm not from New York. I'm not from Atlanta. I'm not from Florida. I'm not from California. And I got albums I can listen to all day. Like, my go-tos is, I can listen to Nipsey Hussle. I can listen to Victory Lap. And I never even listened to that nigga, but I know a hit when I hear it. When I hear it, you feel me? Like the Nipsey Hussle. I said there's no filter. I'm going to be drinking on this show, so a lot of my words might be slurred. So whatever. But Nipsey Hussle. I can listen to some New York shit. I can listen to some down south shit. But don't hit me with bullshit all day. Like 20 Year Old Savage, he's a young nigga. He's in that young nigga era. You know what I'm saying? So but I would fuck with 21 Savage. I like that nigga when he came out with the Slaughter tape and he was just on the mixtapes before the Izza album, whatever he came out with. I fuck with the nigga. I like this shit. When I see him rap, I know that he's telling the truth. I know he really means some shit. And all his songs ain't no hip hop boobity bop type shit, as the white people would say. And it's a lot of people that I never listen to. It doesn't matter where you're from. It's a matter about good music. So And what, when it came out with Culture 2 or whatever, they had a lot of hits on that shit. But then they came out with the solo albums, Offset, Quavo. It wasn't even Offset. I didn't even heard Offset album yet. I ain't gonna bullshit. What was it? Quavo and who's the other nigga? Who is the other nigga? Quavo and Running Gun. What the fuck is his motherfucking name? Somewhere, it's, I guess something. I think it got something to do with an asteroid or something. It's Offset, Quavo, and some other nigga that I know got a chain. It got some NASA on it, so it got to be something with outer space. He's a. I think it was an album we got him riding a rocket or something. Offset, Quavo, and the fucking guy. Who the fuck is that guy? I'm not trying to disrespect him, because I think that he rapped really good, too. Quavo is like a Ray Shrimmer nigga to me. And Offset, I really think Offset is like the most not talented nigga out of the group, but I cannot think of this nigga's name for some reason. I like this nigga too. It's Quavo. Is it Set It Off? That's the name, Set It Off? That really cannot be the name, Set It Off. Is Set It Off? No, it's not Set. It cannot be Set It Off. So is it Quavo, Set It Off, and it cannot be Set It Off. I must be an asshole. Offset. No, it's not Offset. It's Offset. I gotta Google this shit right here, because there's no way that this nigga name is Set It Off. I gotta figure this shit out for the point I was trying to make. What I was trying to say is, them niggas is talented and stuff like that, but nobody, I don't understand how people can really listen to that shit. Like, really get in the car, you gonna go to work, and really you really just gonna play that shit while you go to work? You really, that's what gets you going? And I don't think that's actually possible. I'm gonna find this out, because I know that cannot be the name. Okay. That was a pause. The nigga name is Takeoff. It's Offset, Takeoff, and Quavo. And trust me, I know my hip hop, but I forgot. The nigga is Takeoff. Offset and Takeoff. But anyway, I don't even know what the point I was trying to make, but them niggas is good. They got some good ass music, and they done a lot for hip hop or whatever. They changed up, they run their own style, they did whatever they want. There's nothing wrong with none of that shit. Only thing I was saying is, I cannot listen to that shit. Just like I can't listen to, I wanted to put it on my first podcast, but I was fucking up. I'm just trying to learn this shit, and I'm just going as I can go. Kendrick, I can't fuck with that Kendrick shit. Y'all can fuck with Kendrick all y'all want, but Kendrick ain't doing it for me. And the reason why I was bringing up Kendrick, because I was bringing up, like, on my first podcast, I was trying to talk about the who's the best, like, groups, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, even back in the day, there was No Limit. And then after No Limit, was Cash Money. Then it was Rough Riders. And then there was Rockefeller. And I was like, now people saying, like, Quality Control. They say TDE, and that's who Kendrick is with. They say J. Cole, Dreamville, that's who J. Cole's with. And I'm like, Well, they kind of, all that shit kind of like garbage, but Kendrick never did it for me. And I would pick Kendrick is like one of the top rappers. Kendrick is not, I don't know. He got a couple, he got good songs, I like his commercial shit. But I can't never, I've never listened to none of his like whole album type shit because that nigga's like annoying to me. And I guess I can't get with it. Cause it back in the day, it used to be like, used to be Kendrick, Drake, J. Cole, and Big Sean. And motherfuckers put Big Sean on the back burner. But Big Sean made better music to me than fucking Kendrick. That shit, man, I don't know. I like Kendrick. I might like him as a person if I ever meet him personally, but I will not like none. I do not like none of his shit he be doing. And motherfucker, to put him on that, put him up there at the top like he's just the shit, nah, I'm good. I can't do it. I put a lot of motherfuckers before I put that Kendrick shit. And I'm not hating on no way, ain't no West Coast bias, none shit like that. Because I mean, I love West Coast music. Nipsey, I love Nipsey. I never used to listen to Nipsey, but when he came out with Victory Lap, I don't even know how I got caught on to this shit. Cause I never used to listen to him at all. I thought he was one of them niggas that wouldn't be shit. But I listened to like Victory Lap, and I'm like, man, that shit's banging. That's one of my favorite albums ever in life, period. That's a classic to me all day, every day. I listened to Game, but I always like Game, but I'm saying it for Nipsey Hussle, that shit, that surprised me right there. Ever since then, I've been a fan. Cause I never listened to that nigga at all. When he was with Maybach Music, I never fucked with him. But now that I heard that album, that shit's good. He ain't got the recipe to know how to do that shit. But Game always had the shit on track. And I'm saying this because, like, there's no bias because Kendrick is from the West Coast, too. I listen to, like I said, I listen to Nipsey. I listen to all Game shit, period, whatever the fuck he talking about. Even though he clout chasing a little right now. And I listen to my New York nigga, I listen to Down South nigga. I'm there, trust me. I know about a lot of shit. And I know about a lot of classic albums. So this gonna be the first podcast, and it's not trying to be serious at all, because I really just want to be, I want to crack jokes on all the bullshit that's going on. Like the nigga from Empire saying he got his ass beat, and he's still going, he gonna die with the lie until the motherfucker, yeah, he about to really be the gay Tupac when the motherfuckers lock his ass up and motherfucker behind that prison. Let's see how he really gonna be saying he the gay Tupac then. That nigga sorry as shit. That nigga gonna get the fuck out of here with every motherfucking thing. But, I mean, this is gonna be the first podcast. I'm gonna cut it short. And it's not gonna be called No Filter. It's gonna be called No Filter for right now, but it's gonna change up. And it's gonna be a success. I believe it because I believe me. And we'll keep it going. Love everybody. Everybody, treat people better. Don't treat people wrong. Keep talking to people about your life. Love, live life.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.